This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. Taliban insurgents Wednesday captured airports in the Afghan provinces of Farah and Kunduz as they consolidated control and U.S. troops complete their withdrawal from Afghanistan by the end of the month. The Taliban also say they are in full control of 9 provincial capitals and closing in on others. The recent Taliban offensive has seen the insurgent group seize control of Afghanistan's border crossings with Iran, Turkmenistan, Iran, and of the 5 regular trade and travel routes with Pakistan. Afghan security forces have been struggling to stem rapid Taliban gains, which have shocked the U.S.-backed government and its international backers. U.S. President Joe Biden urged Afghan leaders to fight for their homeland, saying he did not regret his decision to order American troops to withdraw by the end of this month. Meantime, senior Afghan officials are in Doha for the international conference, which will discuss the Taliban blitz across Afghanistan. Abdullah Abdullah heads the Afghan government's Great Coalition, a reconciliation council, that is, and is among one of the officials who will attend Thursday's talks. Ahead of the meeting, a Taliban political office spokesperson told Al Jazeera TV on Tuesday that if the Afghan government want to go further down the political path and solve the problems through dialogue, we are ready. While the capital of Kabul itself has not been directly threatened in the advance, the stunning speed of the offensive raises questions of how long the Afghan government can maintain its control of the slivers of the country it has left. As always, for more news, we invite you to join us at our website, that is voanews.com. By remote, this is VOA News. Algeria begins 3 days of national mourning Thursday in honor of 65 people, including 28 soldiers, who died from wildfires in Algeria's Berber region. Dozens of fires began scorching forested mountainsides in the region on Monday, destroying homes and animals that provide a livelihood for those who live in that section of the country. The Prime Minister and Interior Minister both said that arson was suspected in the blazes despite a heat wave and high winds fanning the flames. Zambians head to the polls Thursday to choose a new president, parliament, and local representatives in a general election that analysts say will be a test for one of Africa's pillars of democracy. President Edgar Lungu faces his fiercest competition from a familiar challenger, Hakainde Hichilema, one of the 15 opposition candidates. Analysts predict a tight race to determine the country's political future, and a second round could result if a candidate does not receive more than 50% of the ballots cast. In the face of increased infections with the Delta variant of the coronavirus, some state governors here in the U.S. moved Wednesday to make sure that children in schools and the people who teach them and work with them would be safe. California Governor Gavin Newsom announced that his state would require all teachers and staff to get vaccinated or undergo weekly COVID testing. Oregon's Governor Kate Brown announced that beginning Friday, everyone who is 5 years old or older in her state, regardless of vaccination status, would be required to wear a mask in indoor public spaces. Both states have been seen a troubling surge in the COVID-19 infections because of the Delta variant, which represents the vast majority of new cases. It has affected children more than previous strains of the virus. And the Democratic makeup of the U.S. is changing rapidly, with a new report Thursday on the 2020 census expected to show that minorities accounted for all of America's population growth in the last decade, and that for the first time, the number of whites in the country has declined. Some demographers, say whites could still be the largest single group in 2045, but will likely be outnumbered by a mix of other racial groups, including Latinos, Blacks, Asian Americans, and others. As always, for more news, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app. I'm Michael Brown, reporting by remote, VOA News.